We now welcome on the call this afternoon the head coach of the Hampton Pirates, Robert Prunty. Good afternoon, Robert.
Hey, Rob.
How are you?
Good, good.
Good. Certainly not the Saturday that you were hoping for against a very good Delaware team. You guys fall 47-3. Just talk about, give me your impressions on what happened.
Yeah, good football team. I mean, you can see why they ranked number 7th in FCS and ranked number 1 in our conference. I mean, sound football team in all three phases. And they beat us in all three phases of the game. They came prepared to play and they good as advertised.
The fast start they were able to get off to the drive and then that punt return, how much did that sort of put your guys on their heels a little bit and change the momentum of that game right away?
Yeah, I think that, you know, when you get hit like that, and especially going against a top ranked team, you know, we gotta hang in there, and that's what you ran into. Our guys are still developing. We're getting better week in and week out, but we just got hit with that 14-point deficit early, and I think our guys, you know, they tried to fight back, but that's a good football team.
Got a question this afternoon from Marty O'Brien. Go ahead, Marty.
Good morning, Coach. I know you've had some guys out, you know, particularly at the skill positions. How much has that impacted you, and how much help do you expect to get from the return of some of these injured guys this week?
Rob, can you repeat that? Can you help?
Yeah, he was just talking about all the injuries you had, especially at the skill positions on offense. And do you think that you might be able to get some of those guys back this week?
Well, I mean, I'm waiting on the medical trainer. He'll let me know something today when I meet with him at 3 o'clock to get an idea. But you know, hey, that's part of the football. That's part of the football. I mean, all teams got injuries right now, Marty, and we just got to fight through it. Everybody banged up. So I mean, we just playing out got beat.
How much does it help, you know, after two tough losses, to have homecoming as a motivator this week, and especially against a traditional rival like A&T?
Yeah, for me, Rob, I can't.
Help. Yeah, he was asking after a couple of tough losses, how much of a motivator does it provide to have homecoming this week, especially against a traditional rival like North Carolina A&T?
Well, I mean, it's, you know, football. I mean, you can look at this league and tell. I mean, all you got to do is look at the standings. I mean, you know, this is a tough league. You know, that's teams are losing. You know, it all comes down to perseverance and being able to persevere. I mean, if you look at it, you got a lot of teams in it that's 3-4. You got some teams that's, you know, 2-5. I mean, you got this league, and then you up the top, you got maybe two teams, Marty, up at it, you know, have lost one game in the conference. It's just a tough conference, but, you know, it's always great to play A&T, you know, and you know that, you know, Vincent Brown is going to have a sound football team. He's a fundamentally sound guy. He coaches that, you know, especially from the defensive standpoint, you know, and I'm impressed with A&T. What I'm impressed with is they've been in every game. You know, Coach Brown's guys play hard. And you have to respect that. You look at, I think the Delaware score was 21-6. You know, I mean, those guys are out there fighting. You know it's going to come together. You know, it's just a matter of when. But you can clearly see week in and week out, he has those guys prepared to go out there and play. This is a tough football team. You just go look at some of the scores of the games they done played in. But it's great. It's great for our community here. When homecoming comes in, especially playing against A&T, because A&T, they travel well. I mean, they're very passionate. They got passionate fans about their football team, and they got a good coach, and he's a good man. And Coach Brown, he's a good man, and he's a good football coach. And he's got a, you know, not only he has a great defensive mind, but he's also a great leader.
Thanks, Coach.
Yes.
Robert, I know you're not an excuse-making guy, but when you play without your quarterback and your two best running backs, how much did you have to, if at all, adjust your offense, or what do you try to do to put those guys that are coming in and maybe making their first start more comfortable back there?
Well, Rob, what we tried to do is we tried to get into some 12 personnel with two tight ends and just tried to protect them. I mean, but that's, once again, Rob, that's part of the game. I mean, this, you know, it's everybody has injuries, but we tried to put, you know, protect them and tried to run the ball and work the clock because we, you know, it's tough because it's just a, you know, it's part of the football game, but we try to do everything. We tried to manage the clock as much as we could and tried to keep the ball away from Delaware. But this is Delaware is a well-coached, good football team, and they're good as advertised.
Any questions this afternoon for Mark Shoemaker? Good afternoon, Mark.
Hey, Coach. You got
Mark.
How you doing?
Mm-hmm.
You got about 60% of your team are freshmen and sophomores. Is there anything that you can take away from this game at all for these young guys?
Yeah, you know, Mark, that's a good question you asked because yesterday when we all met, you know, Mark, if you go look at the standards in the CAA and you see it, you see some of the guys that was at the top, they in the middle now, and you'll see the teams and you'll say, well, man, last year this team was up at the top and this team, and now you start looking at it, and I said, guys, you know, we're 3-4. You know, we're still right there when you look at the standings. And when looking at that, I said, you know, we just got to, it's whoever going to persevere through this thing. You know, this is, and like I told them, you know, tough times don't last. Tough people do. I no one wants to lose, but you also get to see what your team made of. And once again, you know, we got some, you happen to look at how many young guys we got, but I just tell them, man, this is a great lesson for you. You know, you look at all the, if you look at some of the success stories in life, at one point, they fail to become successful. So, I mean, once again, that's a great question. Our guys just got to persevere and trust each other and just continue to grow as a football team.
One of the guys that certainly took advantage of his opportunity was Tymir Robinson, 20 carries, 119 yards against a really tough defense. How did you think he played, and what did you like about his performance?
I was really happy for him. I called him Friday night at the hotel, and Tommy had been here for 3 years, and Butts and Burrows and been in front of him, and we had prayer, and I just said, you know, I just wanted to, you know, to just give God the credit before he got out there and played, because anytime I recruited him out of New Jersey, and I know he'd been waiting for his chance, and he's such a humble young man, and to be able to, you know, I know when we stopped praying, he was saying, you know, Coach, I appreciate that. And you could just see, it's like when you give somebody something, they're thankful for it. He's a very humble young man. I was glad to see him have that success. You know, you don't want to lose. Don't want to lose. But if it is a bright spot in it, Rob, is that to see Tymir, you know, get all those tough yards against a really good defense, I was extremely happy for him. And also, you know, when those guys do get back, then, you know, we got another running back in the fold.
Before I let you go, you talked about how good A&T is on defense with Coach Brown. They've got a young freshman quarterback in Kevin Brown, who's from that Tidewater area.
Right.
What impresses you about him, and what do you know about him?
Athletic. You know, can a dual threat guy. He's a dual threat guy. He throws the ball well. You know, he definitely runs those zone reads well, and they got a package for him, and the offensive coordinator do a good job of protecting him, and you can just see it. He's growing. You can tell he's going to be a good player and up and coming in the league, well coached. But you know, they got another guy over there now, and if you notice it, that number 18 on those returns. I mean, he shows up a lot, and he's leading the nation. I mean, in kickoffs, so you know, kickoff returns. I mean, so you know, that's a lot. You can just see it. In the defense, I mean, reason why I keep saying the defense is because there's been a lot of games that the defense have kept them in, but also you can see how they they set their package up for Kevin White, the quarterback. They do a good job. I'm telling you, they're coming. You can see how young they are, but you can see where, you know, and if you understand coaching, you can see where Coach Brown is going with this. They just, you know, regardless of You know, they just got to be patient with him and understand what his goals are over there. You can clearly see that this is going to be a good football team, and what he's laying a foundation, and he's creating a culture over the A&T, the culture that he wants to bring in there. And you can see it by the way they play. All they got to do is look at how hard his players play, and they can see what Coach Brown is doing.
All right, Robert, thanks so much for your time here this afternoon. Look forward to talking again next Monday.
You're welcome. Take care.
All right, thank you very much. You too.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye. Bye.